Now, do you guys remember there used to be a podcaster? I think his name was Big Antivera? Fatty. No, Big Fatty. Didn't he used to do a show?
He used to, but I think he retired finally.
Yeah.
Because I
have to remember.
He hasn't been around for a while.
I just assumed that that was some kind of legend or something. I didn't think it was actually a real person.
Maybe he misses him anyway.
Well, yeah, I know that nobody listened to his show, but I just remember there being a podcaster by that name. I thought, you know, he did something. But
he's lost. In the Bermuda Triangle.
He pod faded in the Bermuda Triangle. Anyway, well, let me give
you. Has there been a report of any tsunamis?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Turns out it's a whole lot longer, a whole lot harder to post a show from a sling than originally thought.
Especially with lubed up hands.
That's probably the problem.
I was just going to say, funny, it turned out the sling wasn't seaworthy.
Oh, God. That just put a picture in my mind I did not want.
And you're welcome.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He pod faded in the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1917 of the BFO for Friday, the 29th of May 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all have got a list and voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
Blockbusters, yes, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone, I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, you are blockbusters because, y'all, it's the first weekend after Memorial Day. Big Fatty, what's that got to do with it? Well, y'all, the summertime is when they have all those blockbuster movies. And, y'all, there was something in the newspaper on Sunday about the summer blockbusters. And y'all, this one will make some of you like the person we heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. Paul is gonna make him feel old because I'm sure he remembers this. And you just make the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
Y'all, it's going to knock her off a stool. Big Fatty, is that like a stool sample? Well, in her case, probably is. But y'all, in the newspaper this past Sunday, y'all, it's talking about the summer blockbuster movies. And y'all, this was on the cover. 40 years ago, it all started here. And y'all, it was when Jaws debuted. Y'all, I cannot believe it has been 40 fucking years since Jaws came out. But y'all, they're saying that that was the first summer blockbuster. So y'all, yes, Big Fatty, all I can say is if you're going to see a blockbuster, get you some popcorn. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today the 29th, and y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, that's an old clip. that Big Fatty had in the archives. Yes, Big Fatty, you pulled that one out of your ass. I did. And y'all, there are a lot of voices on there that you probably don't recognize. Did you hear Daniel Biba on there? It doesn't even sound like the same person. No, Big Fatty, I actually sounded young. Okay, well, you're going to be in trouble now. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, he used to do the gangbangs. And y'all, he used to be the Podfather. Yes, Big Fatty, and then he unsubscribed. It's true, but he's still eating his Cheerios, from what I understand. But y'all, it's Paul. Paul, and he's having a celebration of eggs. Big Fatty, is this his real one or is this his fake one? I think this is the fake one, but I don't know for sure. But we're gonna go with yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Sunday the 31st, y'all. He was the number two fan of the BFO back in 20 something. Big Fatty, you don't remember. I don't remember. 2011? I don't know. 2011, 2012, somewhere in there. Y'all, he is out there in the Mile High City. Big Fatty, we love him and his enormous penis. It's true. Y'all, it is that Casey in Denver. And so, y'all, if you see Casey in Denver, or if you see Paul on the Twitty or the Face Space, just make sure you wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, Casey in Denver needs to follow the high altitude instructions for his birthday cake. And we all know that Paul's is just going to be a plain white sheet cake with vanilla frosting. You know, it's kind of like something you get. It's just as bland and basic. Is it Big Fatty? Where am I going with it? I have no idea. Big Fatty, did you see that picture of that fried tilapia? That Paul likes the fried tilapia. Yeah, this one had a head on it though. Big Fatty, vulgar. Yeah, I see y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, last time we were over here, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty on the turlet. Big Fatty, that's not hard to do. You're spending most of your day there now. Okay. Y'all, then that Peter G, yes, Big Fatty, it looks like you're with the cast of Magic Mike. It does. It says Big Fatty gets carried away, and Big Fatty sure would like to be carried away. By that group of humpity-bumpity deliciousness. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Mr. Mike, 1972, up there in the Squamish, B.C., y'all, he has spotted Big Fatty along with the Vons. Yo. And y'all, we're bowling. We're bowling for dollars, maybe. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Well, you have to be old to know what bowling for dollars is. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then that Peter G has spotted Big Fatty again. It says, Bishop Fatty loves a nice, plump melon. Big Fatty, unless, of course, that Adam Burns has had his way with it before you get to cut into it. If that's the case, it's just vulgar. It's just vulgar, vulgar.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Big Fatty, this is Ricky. And I'm risking my life right now because I'm holding the phone up to my ear. Actually, not my life, just getting a ticket.
Oh.
Because, you know, we love getting a ticket with the phone in the car. But
yes.
Please don't ever tell us what your favorite sex sound is again. I was just disgusted. I almost vomited in my car. No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! Yes!
Anyway, good to hear you.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to see you in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Love you.
Oh.
Bye.
Okay. Love
Bombmonkeys.com.
Oh, big fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is Big Ricky. And Big Ricky, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice, Big Ricky. I've gotten reservation for the Pride 48 in Las Vegas but I hadn't heard from Roger. I don't know if he's coming or not, but he hadn't gotten in touch with Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty is not. But y'all, Big Ricky and Roger are going to be taking part in the June 19th through 21st Pride 48 that's done around the world that weekend. So y'all, I hope you got it marked on your marking calendar. And y'all, speaking of the Pride 48, y'all, there's going to be a State of the Station this coming Sunday night. That's Casey in Denver's birthday. I know. What a wonderful present for him. And y'all, that's going to be at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern time. You can come be in the chat room, and we're going to have information about the June event and about Lost Wages. So y'all put that on your calendar and smoke it. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's the Faye Driver, and I have a question for you about poppers.
Big Fatty, he forgot to tell you to play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from up there in northern Mexico. Y'all, it is from the Faye Driver. Faye Driver, what you got?
So, Big Fatty, you know how poppers are supposed to, like, loosen you up? You take a hit of poppers, generally when you're having the downstairs business action happening, a little hit of poppers loosens up all the little muscles at the back, and you know, things go in a little smoother. So I'm wondering, what if you have constipation? Do you think taking a hit of poppers when you're on the toilet would help with constipation?
Yeah, Gussie. First of all, Faye Driver, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. Been a month of Sundays, and I don't know, but this is an excellent question. Excellent question, and I don't think this one's ever been asked of Big Fatty before. You know, I do tend to be the expert on poppers, the expert on constipation is clearly Dr. Stone. So he probably has a definitive answer here, but I can just say this. Big Fatty, just say it and get on with it. Well, Faye Driver, you know, you loosen up when you're doing the humpity bumpity, and sometimes you loosen up a little bit too much. Chances are poppers, and you know, it's poppers. They're taking a dump and doing some poppers. Big Fatty, please!
Big Fatty. This is Kristen, the sometime occasional plus one of the Game Night Guys. Let me first say that I know this call is far overdue. I am a really great mean tour, but not such a great doer. But it is a thought that counts, right? So I wanted to thank you ever so much for the very warm welcome to the BFO, both from you and from Kathy Bacon. Getting a holla from Kathy really did make it all feel official. So I have to say, though, I really, really did mean to call in even before your little shout out the other day. And I was even going to ask a fun question about if the christening of your new fat villa would be announced with some special new music or perhaps a medley of tunes as each new room was christened. But I suppose, thankfully for you, the streak was broken long before I finally called. But now I have called. So I'll be thinking of you tomorrow when I use my coupons at the Vons West, I suppose, tomorrow, and I get the yard-long receipt showing all of the pennies I have saved. So thank you so much for all that you do, Big Daddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess you that is Kristen. That's Kristen. Sometimes on the game night, gals, y'all, I tell you what, when she's on there, she butches it up, is all I got to say, because those other two, they're yes, Big Daddy, big old girls. But anyway, Kristen, thank you so much for the call. It's just lovely, and it's interesting. It's interesting that you would ask about a new song for gentlemen callers and keeping count of them here at the New Fat Villa. And I had been thinking about that. And let me just play it for you. Yes, Big Daddy.
Hey, podcast listeners, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right, it's not too late.
It's not too late to help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
It's not too late.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Big Fatty, you will find any reason to play that census music. I've forgotten that I had some versions that had words to it. Yes, Big Fatty, and you can just count the gentlemen callers like as if it were a census. That's just vulgar. Y'all, I just want to close out the week with a couple of things. Y'all, many of you may know this already, but y'all, our good friend Bean King from up there in the Washington, D.C., y'all, he was holidaying. I want to say it's in Argentina, and y'all, he got mugged and beaten up, and they broke his arm and everything, and y'all, some of his friends up there in Washington, D.C. did a GoFundMe for him because they stole all his money and everything, and he had to change his tickets, and I don't think he's one to ask for help. But anyway, y'all keep Eric in your thoughts as he travels back home to Washington, D.C. And Eric, we miss you, and we hope you're doing better. It'll be a while to get over that kind of traumatic experience. But just know you got good friends out here that are thinking about you and doing their best to do whatever they can to help. Y'all, you know, I've talked about my neighbor across the way here being hot. Y'all, his parents, his hats, came to visit this past weekend, and y'all, he was out getting something out of their car, and y'all, he had on glasses. Y'all, he's nerdy hot. Donna Sugars would lose her shit over it. Big Fatty! In fact, Big Fatty lost his shit over it. Big Fatty, we don't need you to lose your shit over anything. Faye Driver, go do Papa's with Faye Driver in the toilet. Y'all, the last thing, I've been mentioning it all week, and y'all, I just hadn't gotten around to it. Y'all, it looks like Big Fatty is going to have his Fat Villa housewarming party June the 27th here at the Fat Villa from 3 to 5 p.m. So let me know if you're going to be in the area. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Don't forget, you'll have an LFC, Little Fatty Cast, on Saturday and on Sunday. And, you know, then Big Fatty will be back here on Monday. Y'all, don't forget, Monday morning when you wake up, rabbit, rabbit. Don't forget, Sunday night, 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern time, the only time zone that matters, y'all will have a State of the Station with information about the June Pride 48 event and the Vegas event also. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Paul, who used to do a lot of podcasting, and Paul, can you give us a reason what happened to you and your podcast?
He podfaded in the Bermuda Triangle.
Big Fatty, it's Bermuda. It's Bermuda Triangle.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.